have to say it's not necessarily a Garda station we need in Donegal. This is more to do with the Garda review that's taking place across the country. I'm here to pitch in behalf of the people in Donegal and also a representative group that have recently wrote to me, and the Public Participation Network, which is chaired by Joe Boland. It represents 698 community groups in Donegal. They have more recently made representations to Commissioner Drew Harris in relation to the proposed new policing network and the situation where Donegal is proposed to go in with Sligo and Leitrim. That was to be the Donegal Sligo Leitrim division. I now believe it's the Sligo Leitrim Donegal division, which shows already where Donegal is coming in the pecking order. Moreover, I suppose Donegal, under current proposals, are being left with bases in Muncrana, Letterkenny and Ballyshannon. If you take a line from Letterkenny to Ballyshannon, Minister, everything west of that represents probably nearly two-thirds of Donegal, which is roughly the size of Sligo and Leitrim put together. The cover there is not sufficient. We have 100 kilometres of border. On the other side, we have much more than that off sea. Like everywhere else, we have serious drug problems in Donegal. The level of policing proposed for West Donegal is in no way sufficient. An area that really multiplies during summer months. Really insufficient cover. My own division in Milford, which is roughly the size of County Fermanagh, we're losing our superintendent, and that the vast geographical spread of that division, the proposal for cover there is completely insufficient, and I want to appeal to you this morning very, very strongly that the current proposals for Donegal, lumping in with Sligo Leitrim, at the end of the day, we only have 4 kilometres in the south of our county, joining the Republic, joining Leitrim. And already we see the changing of the naming of the name from the Donegal Sligo Leitrim division. We know that if the main base is going to be in Sligo, Donegal is not going to get the representation and the type of policing that we need. There are serious drug problems everywhere, but Donegal in particular, we're too close to the border. It's too easy at the moment to take drugs in by aircraft or by boat. We've had recent major drug finds in the Milford district, and really appealing that there's, as part of the review, that we take another look at Donegal, particularly the West Donegal, where numbers really explode during the tourist season, when we have a large part of Donegal that's a big part of the Wild Atlantic Way. We've seen the last number of days the issue in West Donegal that's currently been investigated around Sleeve League, and the type of proposals for covering West Donegal is just not good enough. The Wild Atlantic Way, thankfully, is becoming very successful. And numbers are going to, tourist numbers are going to increase year on year. So I think we really need a review of proposals for Donegal, Minister.
Thank you, Ciarán Haerlock. And on behalf of Minister McEntee, I would like to thank the Senator for raising this very important matter today. And I know Senator Blaney has been consistent in his support for An Garda Síochána and supports for County Donegal, both in the Chamber and in terms of with An Garda Síochána and the Department of Justice. And this government is steadfast in its commitment to building stronger, safer communities. Everyone deserves to be safe and to feel safe in their local community. And this is a central tenet of government policy. The government remains committed to ensuring that An Garda Síochána has the resources it needs to police communities across the country and keep our communities safe. An unprecedented allocation of over €2 billion was provided in Budget 2023, and this is funding that the planned recruitment of up to 1,000 new Garda recruits, as well as over 400 Garda staff. The Senator will appreciate that the Garda Commissioner is responsible for the management and administration of An Garda Síochána, including the Garda Estate, and the Minister has no operational responsibility in relation to Garda Estate matters, such as the location of Garda stations. Similarly, the deployment of Garda members falls within the remit of the Commissioner, and the Minister has no operational role concerning the allocation of Garda resources as set out in law. The Minister is assured by the Commissioner that these matters are kept under continual review to deliver on Garda Síochána's mission of keeping people safe. And the Garda Commissioner continues to roll out the new Garda operating model provided for in the Garda Síochána Functions and Operations Area Act of 2022. And this new operating model seeks to release frontline Gardaí from roles that can be effectively carried out by civilian Garda staff, and thereby facilitating a stronger focus on community safety. The new model will also enhance the investigation of crime through the delivery of a greater range of specialised services in local areas, such as investigation of sexual crime, domestic violence, cybercrime and economic crime. The Garda operating model plans to replace 28 Garda divisions with 19 divisions. And there are four functional areas within each operating model: the business services, community engagement, crime and performance assurance. And each division is headed up by a chief superintendent, and each functional area by a superintendent, with an assistant principal officer leading on business services. The model as proposed by the Commissioner seeks to reduce significantly the administrative and bureaucratic workload that presently sits with superintendents at a district level. In reducing this administrative workload, this will mean that superintendents and local commanders will have the capacity to devote more time to community engagement duties, ensuring closer partnership and discussion on community policing matters and addressing local concerns. For Donegal, I'm aware that the Commissioner committed that superintendents would hold community forums throughout the county to hear from communities. More than 10 of these meetings occurred in quarter one of this year, and feedback from these meetings informs and influences local policing plans. I'm also advised by the Garda authorities that a significant amount of progress has been made across Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal divisions to establish the business services functional area that will uplift the administrative and bureaucratic load from superintendents. The full operation of this support service will be in place by July and fully staffed by Garda civilian staff. Finally, I am informed by An Garda Síochána that a review of the newly established three-county Mayo, Roscommon, Longford division is currently being undertaken to assess the effectiveness of a three-county model to date. The Garda review seeks to identify lessons learned from that for the benefit of future divisions scheduled to move to a three-county model, such as Donegal.
Minister, thank you for your reply. I really do have to stress, and I take what the Minister says, she doesn't have influence in this, but there's a reality that Kerry was to be a different model. Now the outcome is different for Kerry, and probably a very good reason for it. And we are, in Donegal, are looking to go a similar route to Kerry to really expand our tourism. But moreover, we're a larger county, and I'll say it on the floor of the House here, responsibility will lie for the Minister for Justice if there's insufficient Garda cover in West Donegal. And there currently is. Garda on the ground are talking quietly to community groups. They're not happy with the cover that is there at the minute. Large guilted areas in Donegal as well. There's an element of responsibility there. So I'm really appealing to you, Minister, to go back and have a discussion with Minister McEntee. The cover in Donegal is insufficient, and I will keep harping on about it here until something's done about it.
Thank you, Senator.
As proposed.
Can I thank Senator Blaney again for raising this very important matter of the need for a Garda station and resources in West Donegal, and I want to thank the Senator for raising the matter. I can assure the Senator that the Government is unwavering in its commitment to providing An Garda Síochána with significant funding to perform its crucial policing role nationwide. We are now in a period of sustained Garda recruitment, Garda members and Garda staff, and this enables the Garda Commissioner to increase the number of Gardaí on duty and to redeploy more Gardaí to frontline policing duties. The most recent Garda recruitment campaign this year received 5,000 applications, which indicates a considerable level of public interest in becoming a Garda and building a career with An Garda Síochána. The number of trainee Garda members have been steadily increasing in the Garda College at Temple Moor, with each intake. 92 recruits entered in the college last November, 135 commenced in February, and another 154 recruits joined in May. And Garda Síochána is prepared to take in a new class every 11 weeks for the remainder of the year, as provided for in the budget. And the number of Garda members has risen by almost 9% since 2015, when Garda College reopened. These Gardaí are supported by around 3,100 Garda staff across the organisation, representing a substantial increase of over 50% on the total number of civilian in 2015, which allows Gardaí to be freed up from administrative duties to move onto the front line. This dedicated and ongoing funding and growing of Garda resources will continue.